Well, I'm with Steve Massey after the game here at Bridport. 7-1 win to the Blues, and it sounds like a happy changing room.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you can hear the boys in there. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better start, really. We knew, and I did the trip up here on Tuesday night to see them, and you think, should you sort of just say what you literally saw and thinking, you know, or if we're on it, we can beat these. I think it was 1-1 20 odd minutes in. We were scrappy a bit. We were really scrappy in the quality of our passing. And we've got some really good touch players and some players who can pass the ball. And it was really scrappy. We couldn't get two or three passes together. And then we get the first goal. And then there was a bit of setback. I don't think we will concede a better goal against us.
A goal that they equalised with.
It must have been 35 yards, wasn't it? And it was, and you, I was just on the touchline. You think, yeah, you're being critical, closing down. Because to be fair, you're thinking, come on, then shoot from there. And he did shoot, and he went bang. It's nothing you can do that. So their goal really was probably goal of the season. somebody beats that, it's got to be a good goal of the season. Although to be fair, I thought Kai Cornish's left foot volley from the edge of the box, I thought was that was something. It flew in. It's a nice dressing room. Makes for a nice trip back home now as well.
And the goals came from Matty Buchan, hat trick, Kai Cornish 2, Stu Bowker, and I've missed one. Oh, Phil Catron. Phil Catron.
Cats are the great striker.
I thought, though, actually, Ryan Turner, I thought, had a really great game up front. Yeah, he didn't get on a score sheet.
He did, and he's you know, I mean, he's been at Biddy for the last few years and been their top goal scorer in 3 years. I've been in step four. And he got himself in some great positions. So I have no problems about Ryan score goals. He was a little unfortunate today. He had a couple of attempts that maybe on another day might have just had a bit of a look of the bounce. He worked really, really hard for us. He really did. And he works that line and he never stops. And he's quick. And if you've got a guy who can score goals and he's quick and he also works as hard as Ryan Turner, then you're always going to be in with a chance. And he had a terrific game today.
And we can't not say, we'll talk about a hat-trick boy, Matty Buchan, 3 goals, can't complain with that.
Absolutely not. And I, to be fair, I'm saying this now and thinking that, Matty's been up at Biddeford and he's quite capable of playing that level. I think we've got a better side than Biddeford and I think we've got a better squad than Biddeford. But Matty wants to go on, we're going to, if you like, chase Biddeford. We want to go in, swear, to step four as well. But there's no doubt, and I applaud his ambition, but he can be so important to us. And I did toy with the fact, should I play him? Should I learn that I'm leaving boys out who maybe have committed here? But I just thought, in conversation with Robbo as well, that said, well, go and play your best team. And I knew he would destroy them. And I think my decisions was validated.
Is he not certain where he might end up playing?
No, and at the moment, I thought, you know, and I'm telling you openly now, I thought we'd actually done it. I'd put an offer to him. I don't put offers to players to keep them here, because that's the wrong reasons to stay. But if they decide to stay here and they can see our ambition, then they know that I will look after them, then it's like, okay, I'll give you an improved offer. And that's what I did with Matt. And it's a very good offer. And I thought,
you need to come back a bit more now, though. You
know, No. He's well looked after. He knows he's very, very well looked after. And he can see that with the players and the team that we've got around him, he knows that we want to go places. And if it is that it maybe takes a season or two before we go, you know, promotion leap, then so be it. I'm not going to say, we're going to storm out the league this year. No, there's some great team, very good teams, strong teams in this league. But Matty Buchan's really, really important to us. Right this moment in time, it's sort of up in the air, shall we say, really. But, you know, while he's playing for them, he's pulling the Helston shirt. He's a Helston boy. He lives, you know where he lives. He looks out of his bedroom window and he can see the club. He sees the pitch, you know. He can really, really make his mark in this league. Really smash this league, you know. And I shouldn't even be saying this, should I? Really, because I'm talking him off. You know, do you know what? I think that was one of the best games I've seen. But that's not Matty Buck, and he doesn't play like that every week. He doesn't play like that every week at all.
No, right. And final word about the other guys playing in the Western League today from Cornwall. First of all, Mousel 3-3 at home to Wellington. Bit of a surprise. A last minute equaliser apparently for Wellington.
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me. I think Wellington might be a little bit of a dark horse, honestly. Jakey Ash messaged me on the way up on the coach, said good luck to you lads, and I said, and I messaged him back and said, just you know, be careful of Wellington. I think they've recruited well. I think they've got players that could suit this league, some big and strongly. So certainly I would put Wellington as a dark horse myself. I know they weren't looked at as maybe they go, yes, they, you know, they're going to be a bit fodder for everybody else. So the result didn't surprise me, because I know the Mousel style and the way they play, and if they're going to be successful, it's going to go against everything that is successful in the Western League. And I would say good luck to them, but you know, and Jakey likes that style of football, but it doesn't surprise me that Wellington, who were, I know, are big and strong and recruited, and they would have had a tough game today. So we were being told on the dugout, I think they were one down, and then they were 2-1 up, and then it was 2-2, then went through, and then it was 3-3 in the end.
And the other game, Saltash 2 Tavistock 0. Now you've got Saltash on Wednesday. We're all looking forward to that one, because you know, it's been so long waiting for that clash. 2-0 win.
Yeah. I think if we don't get a good crowd for that, I think for the last two seasons, three seasons, for whatever reasons, whether it has been COVID or waterlogged pitches or even cup ties that took preference, so obviously we had the games cancelled, we haven't been able to play each other. So everybody's looking forward to it. I mean, that was the conversation straight away. We're doing the warm down, and they're like, yeah, we got Wednesday now. So we're very much looking forward to that. Dane's got himself a good side and a good squad there. It's well equipped for the Western League style, so it's going to be a good game. Let's see a big crowd there on Wednesday night.
Well, let's hope so. Certainly, well, no one looking at this result today will not want to think, I want to see what Helston have got, surely. And great stuff, Steve. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Well, the Saturday podcast, most post-match podcast, whatever you call it. But thanks, and great performance.
Thank you very much, Dave. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you. Well, you're back on the coach with us.
See you
on the way back on the coach with us.